Good afternoon. This is Chet Castleman with 12 Noon Report, the latest KMPC news to this minute, direct from the people and places where the news is made. Presented by your beneficial finance company, where you're the boss when you want a loan. One of the top stories today concerns a bitter feud raging between two syndicated columnists at opposite ends of the country, Hedda Hopper here in Hollywood and Ed Sullivan in New York. The story goes, as I reported to you just an hour ago, that Sullivan charges Miss Hopper is using her column for what he terms payola to get performers free for her show. These charges Miss Hopper denies vehemently. Now, I ask you to pay very close attention to what I say here. During my report an hour ago, I suffered an attack of what every news broadcaster fears nearly constantly, an absolute blank, unconscious mental block in the broadcasting of one word, substituted unknowingly for the accurately printed word. The phrase read, retorted the Hollywood columnist, but what the numerous listeners who have rightly called in great indignation and alarm report I said was, retorted the Hollywood communist. For this grave mistake on my part, I immediately telephoned Miss Hopper and offered my sincerest apologies to her, which she graciously accepted. Her statement follows.
I understand that you had a mental block and a slip of the tongue when instead of calling me a columnist, you called me a communist. Nothing could be farther than the truth. Good Lord, I've been fighting them tooth and nail ever since I've been born. But I forgive you. Everybody has a right to have one mental block. And as for the statement of Ed Sullivan that I'm using my column as a payola to get people free on my television show, Ed Sullivan is a liar when he makes that statement. And I wish to be quoted as saying that. Everybody on my show is being paid. You cannot go on a television show unless you're paid. And as for Charleston Heston refusing to go on yesterday, he held up three very important and big stars for an hour, Stephen Boyd, Francis X. Bushman, and Raymond Navarro. Heston was supposed to be there at 2 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock his agent called up and said, I have advised him not to come on your show. And I said, well, that's very kind of you. Might I inquire why? And he said, well, he's in negotiation with two more shows with Ed Sullivan, and he's afraid this might jeopardize those two engagements. I said, what about his promise to me as a man that he would go on my show? That was 5 weeks ago. Now, when did he sign his contract with Mr. Ed Sullivan to go on his last Sunday show? And he said, I don't rightly remember. I said, because I had a cable from London from Mr. Heston saying I'm arriving in Hollywood on the 27th. I'll be ready to go on to your show on the 28th. And then I read in the paper that he was on Sullivan's show on the 27th. Now, could he have known when he sent me that cable that he was going to be on Ed Sullivan's show the same day he told me that he was going to be in Hollywood? Well, he didn't go on my show. He refused to speak to me, and we didn't miss him because I had the three other wonderful stars from Ben-Hur, and they did a magnificent job.
Now, for the other side of the dispute, this statement.
This is Ed Sullivan in New York, in my office here. That's why you hear those phones ringing. I'm very delighted to have the opportunity to answer Hedda Hopper's statement about me. In the first place, I charged Hedda Hopper with pressure either wittingly or unwittingly exerted through her syndicated Hollywood column to get performers, Hollywood stars, to perform on her show at ridiculous rates. She denies this. She says she's paying them. Well, actually, she offered Charlton Heston and Mickey Rooney and all of these other performers union scale of $210. Desi and Lucy, at a conservative estimate, would get $25,000 for an appearance on television. She intends to pay them $420. Charlton Heston, who appeared on our show Sunday night here in New York, was paid $10,000 and was well worth it to us because he did his Bible readings. Instead of $10,000, Hedda Hopper was to pay him $210. Now, the disparity here between $210 that she was offering Charlton Heston or was going to give him and the $10,000, which is his customary TV fee, amounts to about a $9,700 difference. The $9,700 difference would be paid off through favorable comment about him in her column. If Hedda denies that, I ask her now to prove this by writing a favorable column about Charlton Heston's performance in Ben-Hur. And I will be very eagerly awaiting this to appear in her column. I understand. I charge pressure. I say that she exerts pressure. When she called Johnny Dugan, who's Charlton Heston's agent of MCA, called Hedda Hopper to tell her that Charlton Heston was off the show because he thought mistakenly that she was referring to his appearance on a local show in an interview with her, she became so violently exercised over the telephone with Johnny Dugan, she uttered a series of threats against Johnny Dugan for this rebuke to her and rejection of this offer, and she threatened Johnny Dugan that she would appeal to Lou Wasserman, the head of MCA Music Corporation in Hollywood, to have Johnny Dugan fired. Johnny Dugan, having been there for 29 years, is safe from the threats of Hedda Hopper. There are so many other things that I could continue to interpolate here, but I know your time is limited. I repeat my charges of pressure. I have urged AFTRA, which is the television union, to compel NBC and the David Susskind Associates producing the show to notify the public in advance that this indeed is not a show in the ordinary sense of the meaning. It is not a performance show. These are going to be 30-second appearances by a variety of big names. I was very interested today to learn that in addition to Charlton Heston, other performers who now are not appearing on that show are Mickey Rooney, Gary Merrill and Betty Davis, Steve McQueen, Bob Horton, Tuesday Wells. So I'm congratulating Charlton Heston for his courage in rejecting this attempted blackjacking of performers, and I say that AFTRA made a serious blunder in failing to apply the pressure rule of AFTRA, which protects performers against this sort of direct contact by newspaper men and women and studios. I think that signs it off.
There, in detail, is the dispute between two syndicated columnists, Hedda Hopper and Ed Sullivan. And again, I offer my sincere apologies to Miss Hopper for my earlier mental block, and my sincere thanks for her forgiveness. More news in a moment.